This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
We freaking out now? Nah, not on WIP. Stop that. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette. I'm actually not freaking out today. I don't think Nick Sirianni made a bad decision yesterday. I supported it. I thought he would have been ridiculous to then run the starters in at halftime or whatever the heck Kevin Harlan was talking about. Can't do that. You make a decision, you stick with it. It didn't
surprised
work out.
Ross didn't look at him. I mean, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
Kevin?
Ross was like, I don't know about that.
How long you been in this game?
I get why Kevin asked the question. Doing? He had to kind of tee up Ross to say no. But the bottom line is this: the Eagles lost. They could have won. The issue for me, more than the decision to sit the starters, was the way they coached the game. Way too many throws, not enough runs. St. Bigsby was the best player they had yesterday on the offense, and he barely touched the ball in the second half. What are we doing out there? 215-592-9494. A lot to do today. We will give our first thoughts on the 49ers game. It's the Eagles. It is the Niners coming up on Sunday at 425. We'll get to that. Merrill will join us coming up at 11. We'll go around the NFL, set up the whole playoff picture as it looks now with all the teams in and all the matchups set and the dates and all that. And later in the show, a couple things we got to hit. But most importantly, stay tuned for a big announcement about Hugh Douglas's future here at the station and just in general. So just keep tuned. Yeah, today's a big day. So just stay tuned. It's something I think we'll flush it out as we talk about it. But Hugh's got a big announcement coming up a little bit later in the show. Can we hear from John Ritchie this morning? I was driving and I was like, this is the most passionate Ritchie's been about something in a while. I love this. Ritchie not having it about the starters sitting yesterday. Here's what he said this morning.
The Eagles coach in the front office just cost us a chance to win a Super Bowl. They cost us the proper path.
Maybe it cost us a chance.
That's a big statement. That's a big statement.
Last week, we knew that the Lions had a shot. I thought a good shot to beat the Bears. That would give us the opportunity, had we won, to take that 2 seed. We knew that last week when we did our show.
Yeah.
So why not play your starters like I've seen time and time again to start the game, get a lead. I don't know, pull them at the half. Pull some guys. Rest selected starters. Don't rest the whole kit and caboodle. It is disrespectful to the game and to a division opponent who had it out for us. Who just made their own season by costing us the path?
Well, they hurt their draft pick. Washington
they don't
and
care
New York.
About that.
Their fans
probably
do.
Should.
Their
yeah.
players
yeah.
don't.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
If I were
a giant Sarajevo fan,
those players aren't
going to
be on the team
yeah.
next year. Do you think they care about
no,
the draft?
I get the players don't, but the fans do.
Yeah, fans do.
Okay, well, the players don't. The Eagles coach in the front office, they were cowardly. That cost us
I think
a chance
they were
to
smart.
Win the Super Bowl.
I think
that's
they were
the
wise.
Bottom line. We have a one-game postseason now because the path that they essentially chose for us to take through the postseason is not the proper path. Matchups matter in the NFL.
I mean, he cooked there. That John Ritchie was, you know, he was against sitting the starters, so he was consistent with it, and
yeah,
he was upset.
Too.
Pretty strong, too. I mean, his thought is that the Eagles cost themselves a chance at the Super Bowl yesterday. I don't agree with that. I don't. Would I rather the two than the three? Of course, right? But I don't think it materially changes their chances that much, as much as John does.
No, I don't think so. I think there's a lot at play here. And like I said, this is like a soap opera. Because I think of the arrogance of the coaching staff. To a certain extent. Oh, yeah, I'm here now. I'm reckless. Reckless.
Here we go. I love the first segment. Not today. It's the first day back. 10:32.
Okay, right. I'm here. I'm recklessly speculating. Because thinking back on that game, and even though the starters didn't play, that was a winnable game.
Absolutely.
I think, and as Eagles fans, I'm going to throw y'all a olive branch here. I don't think you're mad about the starters not playing. I think it's more so you're mad at the way that the game played out.
Well, to your point, before you finish, if they had won, no one would say they should have won with the starters, right?
Yeah.
It's about the outcome is the annoying part.
Yeah. And also, I think that what we saw yesterday was some arrogance. I think there was a point trying to be proved yesterday.
What was that?
I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to be vague. I'm going to be recklessly vague for the first day back.
Huh?
I'm being recklessly
You're
vague.
You're talking. Oh, you had a week off.
I'm being recklessly vague. I want to be recklessly
speak
vague
up.
Today. I want to speak in innuendos. And I want to speak in veiled.
That's no
like,
fun.
Snide
Did you just
comments.
Hear Richie?
No.
Called them cowards.
I feel like this is the lane that I want to.
Can I guess what maybe you're talking about? Am I allowed to do
about?
That?
Yeah, you can. You can
but
guess
I mean,
all you want.
I don't know. I'm wondering. Did they throw a lot to say, hey, look, maybe
it
this
ain't
is,
us.
The passing game could look like this, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that it?
It feels like that.
Okay.
But my thing is, see, but here's why. You know, when I'm recklessly speculating. Well, I'm like, why would you do that? Knowing that you're playing with guys that are not your elite receiver. Because that one that Schmitty went up and got, when high pointed
that
the
ball. That was the one for 1,000 yards, yeah.
Oh, man.
Goodness.
That was a beautiful throw and a beautiful catch.
Yep.
Now, if you wanted to prove a point, in my humble opinion, as a defender, you don't prove a point with a bunch of dudes trying to make throws with that offensive line, right, that has been challenged. I can't stress it enough. I'm watching DeRon Payne line up at defensive end and sack the quarterback from the defensive end spot as a D-tackle. I'm like, damn, it's a long day. Like, to put your quarterback in that position and to throw the ball 40 times, I know he's not going to do it, but if I'm Tanner McKee, I go slap Kevin Petullo across the lips. Like, bah, what the hell are you doing? You trying to get me
this
killed?
This is the second quarterback you have slapping Petullo across the lips this year, too?
What the hell are you doing? Put me out here with these tomato tans. What you doing? What are you doing?
No, the who backup can't do that.
Who was it? Fred, what's his name? Johnson?
Fred Johnson played, yeah.
Was over there?
Yeah.
And he got beat like a drum. It was like that, John.
Maybe we shouldn't have let you reckless as
boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, dog. Tanner can't run. Yeah. Tanner not fast.
No.
He not fast at all. They just teed off on the polar quarterback, and you're in the coach.
Yeah.
Just sat back there and let him. Like, what else could it be?
Yeah, the issue really for me was not the decision to set the starters. It's the way they coached that particular game. I think Hugh's right. I think they were either trying to prove a point or they just treated it like a preseason game. Again, what you mentioned Rhea was upset. Before halftime, you have 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1 inside the 5. Just kick the field goal. You have backups all over the field.
You know what's funny?
That did speak of arrogance. Like, ah. Or they didn't care. And it's one thing to sit the starters and say, okay. But when the game starts and you know the Lions are winning, like, you got to have to care a little bit about trying to win if it's there to be won. The game was there to be won.
You know what? I just had an epiphany.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
As I recklessly speculate. For the day and make all these innuendos and vaguely talk about what I want to talk about today.
Lasted 15 minutes.
This is the reason why people don't think you that bright. Like, seriously.
In terms of the coach. I didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
Well, everyone knows you're talking about that.
I didn't say that.
Can you stop being vague?
I didn't say that.
This is why people don't think Sirianni's that bright.
This is why people don't think you that bright. And this is why Howie gets all the accolades, right? Because you went into that game yesterday, and individuals had the opportunity with the way that the game was going. Because there ain't no way we should have lost that game, what, 24-17? Ain't no way we should have lost that. We should have lost to the Commodores like that, man. But you go into that game, and somebody says, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
What? Tired of these folks talking about my offense and how it don't look good and da 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 da. I'm gonna throw the ball 40 times.
Show them.
With a makeshift offensive line. And I'm gonna take the running back out that was running like he was you talk about somebody who was biting people yesterday.
Tank Bigsby runs like a zombie.
No, go back. I'm gonna find the timestamp. Of when Tanner McKee was getting bum rushed. Who was it? Wagner, was that Bobby Wagner?
I think it was. And Bigsby picked it up.
And Bobby Wagner, look at it in real time. Bobby Wagner had all the momentum.
Yeah.
And he was running Tank Bigsby over, and Tank was like, no, sir, not today. We're not having that, and dumped him on his head, ass over tea kettle.
If there's one thing we could take from yesterday to spin to the playoffs, can we please give Tank a few carries in the game? I don't mean one or two. Like, give Tank the football. That guy is running differently than most backs in the league this year. That stiff arm he had when he ran to the right side?
Yeah.
I need him to get the ball in the playoffs.
It's that want to.
Man.
It's that want to. But, alas, you got some people out there that are driven by their ego who need to be slapped across the lips.
Here we go again.
because they're out there.
Let's go to the phones. Lamar in Philly is up. Good morning, Lamar.
Oh, man, listen. Hey, Hugh, he should have been slapped across the lips weeks ago when you guys were giving him a pass.
Hey, Lamar.
I told you guys.
Lamar, the floor is yours. I didn't give him a pass, though. Don't put me in that
what do
I
you
gave
got,
him a pass
Lamar, what do you got?
Category.
Hugh, the saddest thing is, Hugh, De'Ron Payne, what he about, 350 Hill?
Only playing defensive end, dog.
What he about 350 Hill? When you run McKee down sideways, I'm not talking about when you blitz up the A-gap unblocked beyond one of them guys that don't block or don't get hands on you. I'm talking about when you run him down to the sideline and sack him at 350. I told Joe 2 weeks ago, what would he look like behind this same line when we all know he can't move?
Well, hold on, Lamar. He didn't play behind the Eagles' offensive line yesterday. He played behind their backup offensive line.
He played behind
the
Kameda Tan.
What are you talking about?
Okay, but let me help you understand how McKee is, Joe. McKee is a good backup quarterback.
Sure.
He must get the ball out in 3 seconds.
Sure.
Because I don't care who's blocking. If Payne is running you down sideways, again, in today's NFL, Most of the plays are made after the quarterback scramble and it's a broken play. You see Lamar Jackson last night, it's a broken play. He threw the ball 50 yards down the field. He catches the receiver, matched up with the linebacker.
I wouldn't say most plays were like that, but a lot of plays, sure.
Well, again, Patrick Mahomes is probably the best quarterback in the league. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen is probably right behind him. Mm-hmm. Those guys make a lot of plays after a broken play.
Yeah.
When the play is
broken, I don't know.
What are you getting out of McKee?
Lamar, is your point?
He's basically trying to say Tanner can't extend plays.
Yeah, I know,
like
but we knew that already. Lamar, did you need to see yesterday to know that Tanner's not much of an athlete? I mean, we knew that.
I didn't need to see that, but what I needed to see is I needed Petullo to go in with that game plan of we going to show him. So now what
I agree with you. It was a bad game plan for yesterday's game. It was silly. I agree.
On this radio, I've called Kyle over the holidays. Mm-hmm. He was on with TK. And all you heard before you guys went on vacay, the Eagles should be able to beat these guys with Tanner McKee.
They should have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Total disrespect. Total disrespect to the Commanders.
They stink.
They had four wins.
The Commanders, you know, the Eagles were favored by 3.5 points yesterday. Like, so everyone that makes betting lines thought the same thing as what you're saying here. The Eagles' backups were better than the Commanders.
The issue is, Joe, one day we'll all realize, maybe 20 years down the line when a documentary or something is made, we'll realize Kevin Petullo isn't smart. Nick Sirianni isn't smart. How we have given them every tool possible to be great. All they have to do is put their seatbelt on and drive the speed limit. They can't do it. Again, if you take Hurts out the game, they're not it.
Well, but Lamar.
So they're only winning with the talent.
Two things. Okay, I mean, yesterday is a good and a fair reasoning to say Petullo and Sirianni stunk it up yesterday. I agree with you. But yesterday wasn't about Hurts versus McKee. It was about the decision to the way they coached the game. Like, Tanner didn't play very well yesterday, but he's also playing behind the backup offensive line. Jalen wouldn't have played well behind that offensive line yesterday. It is what it is. It was a bad game.
And I understand that, but you know the issue, Joe, so we'll get off the quarterbacks, because the quarterbacks, at the end of the day, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Come Sunday, if Tank Bigsby does not run the ball 10 times, Joe, I will never forgive Sirianni for it. I mean, listen, you get 30 carries a game in January. Why can't this guy get four? Not only 10, Joe. He can't even get 5 in a game.
I know. Lamar, I'm with you. So, 10, Lamar, good phone call. 10's a big number to expect, because Saquon's going to, out for bye week, going to get the ball a lot. But can I pencil in Tank for 5 or 6? Can they give him a series? Give Saquon a series off on Sunday just to kind of get his legs back and give Tank a series? I think he's going to run it well. I mean, that's the one thing from yesterday to pull into the postseason. Give that guy the football.
I look at it like this, Joe. You are not that dynamic where we need to be putting a cap on how many times Tank Bigsby needs to carry the football. I am of the mindset, with the way that this offense has been playing, mm-hmm. if Tank Bigsby is the hot hand,
give him the ball.
I'm riding the hot hand.
I like that. Playoff Douglas has arrived.
See, this is the problem I think that we have as fans. Mm-hmm. We're looking at this team in the wrong prism. This offense is not good.
Well, that's true.
I mean, let's just keep it a bean. This offense is not good. We need to do 21 points, Joe. 21 points. And do everything that we possibly can to help keep our defense salty and fresh as possible. That's it. That's how we're going to win. We don't do anything well. What do we do well?
On the offensive side?
Yes.
Red zone. They're usually pretty good in the red zone.
Okay.
We don't get there often enough, though. I mean, you asked for a positive. I gave you one.
And you did, yeah. And I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that.
But we don't get there often enough.
We need to do everything that we can, by hook or by crook, mm-hmm. within the realm of the game, to put 21 points on the board. And if that means, you know, Tank running the ball a little bit more, or, you know, us doing other stuff, we got to do that. Passing less. Whatever it is, we have to do that. We do nothing well. We do nothing well. And our coaching staff is bubbleheads. You know, it's funny. I was listening to Richie talk this morning, and I think it was – and I'm not taking any shots at any of my coworkers, but I think Joe DeCamera said that he would take the coaching staff, our coaching staff, over the 49ers coaching staff.
Oh, goodness.
Are you drunk? Like, seriously, have you been smoking the marijuana cigarettes?
My goodness, no.
Because, I know when you talk about Shanahan, Coach Shanahan, and what he has not accomplished, Coach Sirianni has beat him in that aspect. But you talking about a guy who can game plan and get the most. Like, Brock Purdy is a pretty damn decent quarterback. And he's had some other quarterbacks under his stead that have played well in spurts for him.
I mean, the guy's been in the Super Bowl with Garoppolo and Purdy.
Yes. So I don't know about that. And yesterday, I think you can make a valid argument about who is doing what or who's bright and who isn't.
Yeah, like, and we're going to get to our first thoughts on the game. My biggest concern for Sunday, and the Eagles are favored, and they should win the game. They're a better team right now and better roster, I think, than the 49ers. My biggest concern is Shanahan. I mean, Shanahan is the biggest concern in the game because I think he's that good. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, I think there was a bit of arrogance yesterday in thinking that we could, from the coaching staff, with that game plan, thinking we could beat the Commanders. Dude, how do you get a guy that's never played a meaningful football game and put him out there and have him throw 40 times when you really weren't down more than a field goal at any one time?
It's insane. And Jeff, behind an offensive line that obviously was struggling. It's not like it's one thing if they're blocking it perfect and he's firing dots and it's like, all right, let's just blow him out. But like he was obviously under duress and they just kept throwing.
And why did we not run Bigsby? I think there was the goal line situation. I think it was at the end of the first half or whatever, when they ended up trying to throw the ball twice when they're on the 3-yard line. Like, dude, seriously, the guy's got a 6-yard average. Just turn around and hand it to him. If you got to do it twice, you got to do it twice. But putting that in the hands of Tanner McKee, and please, I don't want to hear any more of the Tanner McKee over Jalen Hurts stuff. We can just quiet that down right now for the rest of our lives. That he's never going to be anywhere near as good as Jalen Hurts.
Well, I would think he wouldn't be. Yeah, I mean, he's a 6th round
pick. Real quick, I was not in favor of them sitting. I would have settled the middle ground of playing the starters for the first half, maybe, and then pulling them because I think you could have rolled up 20 points, 30 points, maybe in the first half on that Washington team with our starters.
Well, I agree. I mean, they did it a couple weeks ago. I mean, they beat them bad a couple weeks ago. They would have won the game if the starters played. Obviously,
yeah.
Look, it was laid out similar to last year. You put yourself in the number 2 seed, that number 1 seed can get knocked off, just like last year with the Lions. And now you've got 3 home games. So what difference does it make? I would play that game as if I was trying to get into the playoffs. That's how I would approach that game.
Well, and then a lot of people,
that number 2 seed is more important than the 3 seed because you get an extra home game and possibly 3. Yeah,
but it's not more important than being healthy.
That's it. Jeff, good phone. I think a lot of people agreed with Jeff, but Kyle, I'm with you. The health is more important. I mean, I think we're all caught up on the results, right? Of course we are. But the Eagles had a few players go down yesterday. Imagine if those players were starters for next week. I mean, so yeah, we would have been the 2 and playing the Packers. But like, if I told you right now, would you rather play the Packers with 3 injured players or the 49ers fully healthy? I'm taking this path.
Well,
I'd rather be the 3 fully healthy.
Ultimately, if you're upset they didn't go for the 2 seed, then you're worried about potentially having to go Chicago in the second round.
Yeah, I know.
That's not scary to me.
It's not scary. I think the path, if it plays out like chalk, right, if the favorites win next weekend, I think 49ers and Bears to get to the title game, I'll sign up for that every day.
Yeah, and like, then Rams play Seattle probably.
Yeah, I mean, I think if the Eagles play good football, I think they're going to be in the title game against the winner of the Rams and Seahawks.
Yeah.
That's where I think this is headed.
But I'm always been of the mindset, you can't go into a game worrying about being injured. Like, just me. I hear what everybody's saying, and I know that's very, very important. But I've never been the one to say, oh, my gosh, I don't want to play because I'm afraid I'm going to get hurt. But I know that's just the reality of what you do as a football player.
I agree, but, like, they had they had control over whether or not guys were going to get injured or not. They could have just not played them. They didn't really have control over whether the Lions would beat the Bears.
This is true.
Or even going out there and beating the Commanders with their starters. I mean, probably more likely. They probably do. But that's, again, like, they might not have. They had one thing that they could have controlled, and that was not getting injured.
Yeah, I thought Sirianni handled it the right way last week. I thought he also answered the question right way yesterday. I mean, if he had gone up there and said, yeah, I regret it now, then you look like you don't know what you're doing and you look like you don't have conviction.
And you did that during the game.
Yeah, he made a decision. I mean, we had to live with the decision either way. And when I said last week I wanted to sit the starters, I knew there was a chance the Lions would win. I was wrong. I thought that I picked the Bears to win. I didn't think it was going to happen, but there was obviously a chance the Lions would win. It wasn't like it was a completely lopsided game. I mean, the Lions, and they won 9 games. They're not 5-win teams, so they could have won the game yesterday. I look at it like this. The issue I have was in the game. I thought they coached it really strangely, like a preseason game, but I was fine with the decision, and I don't think the 2-3 completely changes their chances to get to the Super Bowl. I really don't. I think the Eagles can go to Chicago and win in a couple weeks. Juice is in South Philly. Hey, Juice.
Juice. Joe. What's up, buddy?
Juice. Good morning, buddy. What's up? Happy New Year, buddy.
All right. Real quick. It's never real quick, though. So I don't understand why everybody has such a hard time with what they did. And here's what I mean by that. And I'm not going to mention names. I know we don't usually talk about, right? So the coward comment. Here's how I feel about that. Isn't it more cowardly to try to pick your opponent because you're afraid of playing the other opponent? Isn't that more cowardly than sitting your starters to rest them to be healthy for a playoff run? That we all know if the Eagles don't eagle themselves, they're the best team in football. Don't tell me about the talent that we have on this team. And from top to bottom, we have the best roster in football. And then complain that we have our backups out there when they could have won that football game.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I feel that they threw that ball 40 times, because they were trying to get that number one draft pick for him. I think they were trying to showcase Tanner so they could trade him in the offseason and not have to pay him.
Yeah, that's an interesting angle, Juice. I mean, I think there was obviously something going on because the game plan did not fit the day, right? Like the day was just go out there, run the football, and let's get out of here with a win. It was almost like a showcase or let's try this. They treated it like it was a preseason game, even though in technicality it mattered way more than that.
Right, and the route we have right now, I'm just asking, I believe we wouldn't have to play the Rams till the championship game, correct?
So that depends. So, Juice, if the Packers beat the Bears on Saturday night, the Packers would go to Seattle, and we would get the winner of the Rams and the Panthers. But if the Bears win, and, you know, they're at home, then what you said it is right. Like, if the Bears win and the Eagles win, it is Eagles-Bears next week, and then the Rams would play the Seahawks.
Right, so that if we beat the Bears and the Rams win, where's that game at, Joe?
Here. It's here.
So who's the stupid one? I'm just saying.
Huh? I don't know who's stupid.
Sirianni, because he obviously knows. I mean, I'm just saying. Kyle, here's what I mean by that. We finished in the 3 seed, not the 2,
mm-hmm.
right? So let's say that we win and the Rams win, right?
Yeah.
Then that the Rams will come here, correct?
Yes, if the Rams upset the Seahawks, yeah.
And the Niners or whoever would have went to Seattle.
Yeah, so you're right. I mean, you're right in the bracket. That really wasn't changed yesterday, though. I think the biggest seeding thing that happened this weekend was that the Rams went to 5, Seahawks went to 1, 49ers went to 6. To me, that set up the path for the Eagles to go 49ers-Bears to get to the title game. But that really wasn't impacted by the Eagles' decisions. They're almost separate things. I just think the bigger thing, to Juice's point, is I think the Eagles' path to the title game is not that it's not easy, but it's a big thing. I think I've said this for 2 months. I think the Rams and Seahawks are the most impressive teams in the NFC. The mm-hmm. fact that they could have to play each other before the Eagles see either one,
you knock one of them off.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
But I tell you what, in all of these scenarios, that probably was going to be the case. Those two were going to link up at some point.
Probably.
You know, so I look at it like this. I don't think that there's any easy path because most of the teams that we're playing in the last couple weeks have been averaging, 30 points a game? Less the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, it's a good NFC playoff field.
It's a good field.
Other than the Panthers, who the Rams got, none of these teams are bad.
Yeah, no, nobody's like that bad.
Yeah.
So it was one of those situations where it was going to be a tough path anyway.
Yep, it is. All right, 215-592-9494. Keep your phone calls going on this. Did the Eagles make a mistake? Did Nick Sirianni and the Eagles make a mistake yesterday not playing their starters? I don't think so. I supported the decision, and I support it today. I think rest and health was more important than the seeding. We'll keep your calls going. Plus, Merrill Reese joins us next, every Monday after the game. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, this is the time of year everybody talking about fresh starts. That's why Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins and Pork Loin Filets are in my weekly game plan. They're pre-seasoned, packed with protein, and oven-ready in about 35 minutes. No stress, no guesswork. From Savory Brown Sugar to Texas Smokehouse, Tuscan Herb, or Honey Garlic Teriyaki, these flavors turn busy nights into easy wins. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes and where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.